Coach, you were 1-1 through 20 minutes of play in this one here tonight. Where did you see them start to gain the traction they needed?
You know what? Our game was actually better in the second than it was in the first.
Okay.
But the chances that you get, they don't have to be a lot. There were. That's not my point. I thought we had played better in there, and we got into the penalty trouble, which was a problem for us.
Obviously, it's a hazard of the position, but what's going through your mind when you see Hellebuck take a shot like that on the button?
Well, yeah. You're just hopeful that it's not something that's broken off on his mask and caught him in an eye. I mean, he can heal from just about everything else. So he was right when the trainer went out, and it's just a cut, and he got sewn up, and he was cleared and ready to roll. So he went back in. I let him go.
Obviously, a tough position for Lauren to have to come into there.
Yeah, and he come in of a power play. Right? So you don't even, you know, you're not going to get anything from the outside casual on that. That's a tough spot.
Third period, obviously two-goal game at that point. That fourth goal, I guess, Paul, just a nice play behind the net to set up Paquette.
Yeah. I mean, I thought so. We're a little more challenged on our exits right now on pucks that we are usually pretty strong with. And then we, you know, the last three games did a pretty nice job of taking care of it. We weren't quite as sharp with it tonight. The feel for me in the game though is more. Some execution with the puck. I thought our offensive game, it didn't match the style that we're good at. I mean, we can play that game, but it's not our strength. I just thought that, you know, we curled some pucks up in the offensive zone that never got to the net. Just didn't get a handle on the two or three good chances that we would like to have put away. So other than that, there's not a major deviation from where you want to be.
I know you don't allow excuses, but no Lowry, Morrissey, Bufflin would make a pretty big difference in this game if you had them?
Well, the way we're looking at this right now is you can fully expect to get in the playoffs and have injuries. Nobody cares what your lineup looks like. It just means your game's going to look a little bit different, so we aren't going to move the puck from our end as easily. You know, both those defensemen really excel at that. We certainly are a more physical team than I think that you know, you get a couple of big hitters out, but just a factor, not an excuse. We want to get ourselves mentally prepared to hit the playoffs and be able to survive, you know, two or three injuries.
Speed and transition game would be a factor. I mean, how do you think you guys responded after giving up the early goal?
You know what? I thought it was back and forth. I don't know what we were great at. I don't know they were either. It's certainly not a complaint for us, but if that ice was hard out there, man, would that be a team to watch play? I mean, it was a slog on that for both teams. I felt even though there's skill and they make plays, we made plays too. They got way more to the net than we did. They hit the net, made earlier decisions to get the puck to the net than we did. I thought it was just okay. I'm not going to like the chances tomorrow when I look at them. We'll probably like our offense better than I feel about it right now. We did have some chances and just didn't get some pucks to the net.
A lot of fans just look at them as an offensive team, but I mean, their back pressure, I mean, what are some of the challenges that they present in that regard?
Yeah,
just being all over the ice.
You're not getting that many wins on offense. I mean, they skate well, they possess the puck, but they skate well, they take away a lot of time and space, and they're really good sticks.
Okay, guys. Thank you.